Libra, sun signs, and Libra rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for March 2019. And Libras, the card that I drew for you this month is the Hanged Man or the Hanged Being reversed. But before we go there, I want to take a moment to honor where you've been in February. In February, your card was the Ten of Swords. You were mastering, you were coming to the end of a cycle in your native element of air, the element of communication, of perception, of ideals, of storytelling. And you were really being asked to kind of loosen your grip around the way things were, or the way things that you thought were supposed to unfold in a particular way were unfolding. And this is really priming the pump for you to step into the Hanged Being reversed in March. And let's take a moment to consider the associations that we might have with this card. There might be some kind of tweakiness or some trepidation around the idea of waiting or the idea of being in the in-between. And Libra, you are a sign that really functions in relationship often to the ideal. You see something, this gorgeous kind of castle in the sky on the horizon, and then you, as a cardinal sign, will immediately kind of action toward that ideal. And a lot of your learnings in this lifetime are around navigating kind of that gap between where you are and where you're on the move to become. And the Hanged Being really brings this enormous kind of learning and sweetness about not having to see yourself as either accomplished or at the goal, or sort of not accomplished or sort of failing or in process, just sort of allowing yourself to actually see the triumph of the space in between those two places. And this is a card that's ruled by Neptune, which is this total dreamy Piscean energy of being able to shift our perceptions, being able to perceive also in new modes. So this is a month for you, Libra, March, where you can really float into the magic of not just thinking it with your brain. You know the feeling when you try to solve a problem or where you try to kind of perceive an emotion that solely happens in your sort of neck up territory. And March is offering you the gift to perceive with literally every surface and every facet of your body. So what does this look like? It may look like when you enter a situation, you're starting to feel anxious or you're starting to feel like you have to quote unquote figure it out. Notice where that's originating. Is it solely in this kind of mental buzz and this storyline that keeps bopping around in your brain? And what would it be like, as wacky as this might sound, to perceive that situation or to move into that situation from the knowledge that exists in one of your fingers or in your gut or in the direction of your feet walking down a street? This is a card that also really primes us for release. It primes us for the eventuality of the Death card, which follows it. But I really see it also as a really delicious ripening in that moment before closure. So something is being also harvested in this moment. Something is arriving to you, Libra, and all you have to do is hang out and be available to it, and be available perhaps to shift some of your perceptions around the kind of goodness that's arriving at your doorstep. It might be in the form of a relationship that you thought was going to have to unfold one way, and then something comes through, and just sort of noticing that it might be a beautiful, luminescent thing that's arriving, but there may be a feeling of block or a feeling of slight resistance because it might not be coming quite wrapped in the packaging that you would have expected. So this is really a month for unexpected pleasures arriving in odd shapes and sizes. So I invite you to play with that and to really release into that. And I will speak with you in April.